But first, let's scan the latest news. Queensland Agriculture Minister Mark Furner has met with strawberry growers nervous about their future as the number of contamination cases grows to 10. And then out of the blue today, New Zealand food distributors removed Australian-grown fruit from their shelves. The Vice President of the Queensland Strawberry Growers Association, Adrian Schultz, says what started with a single act of commercial terrorism has now brought a multi-million dollar industry to its knees. I've got him on the line right now. Adrian, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chris.
An emergency situation for strawberry growers, isn't it really? Right across the country.
That's right. And it was refreshing to hear on Ray's show that there's, look, there is plenty of support out there. We're seeing it on Facebook. There are people getting behind supporting the farmers, and my agents in the various cities have said that, you know, the people are saying, you know, we want to buy the strawberries, we want to support the farmers, but unfortunately, they can't get them at the moment.
Well, they've got to stop dumping them because Australians are really good in supporting the local industry, and there are ways in which you can ensure that your strawberries are okay, right?
Yeah, easy. You know, if you love them, chop them.
Yeah.
All you've got to do is cut the strawberry in two and... Cut them in four, turn them into fruit salad.
Yeah.
But, they taste just as good in two as they do as one.
What did Mark Furner, the Queensland Agriculture Minister, have to say to strawberry growers this morning?
This morning, I'm not sure. He did a bit of a tour around the area yesterday afternoon.
Right.
And I believe he's been out of the country, so he was gathering information about you know, the impact it's going to have. And it's quite a far-reaching impact. You know, it just doesn't affect the farmers. It affects all the people who supply the farmers. You know, the truck drivers. I know truck drivers that they got families to support, and suddenly all their work's dried up.
Yeah. The brands that are affected are listed as Berry Obsession, Berrylicious, Love Berry, Donnybrook Berries, Delightful Strawberries, Oasis, Mal's Black Label, Panata. Now, as I said, and as you have indicated, you can chop strawberries to ensure that they are not contaminated. But can you explain why we've had such a widespread attempt to sabotage the strawberry?
Look, Chris, I'm going to leave that mostly up to the police. But it would appear that there's a lot of copycat stuff happening. And you know, I just cannot understand the thinking of these people. But some people want their two seconds of fame, or they think it's funny, but they just don't realise the repercussions of what they're doing. Because it is, you're right, it's so widespread, it cannot be one individual.
No, no. What's your message to supermarkets and grocers?
Look, certainly the independent grocers, they're still supporting us. I mean, I've still got some of my fruit going into them, and I believe IGA is still stocking strawberries.
Good on them.
So, and I think Woolies is still stocking strawberries up to this point. So, look, get out and support these people that are still doing it, and talk. If you've got someone you normally buy strawberries from and they're not stocking them anymore, let them know that that's what you want to do.
Yeah, good point. Shoppers and people power can play a part in this. Adrian, good luck. Thank you very much for your time.